Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy that you are here because today we are starting a series on healing, unblocking, and clearing our seven major chakra centers or energy centers, also known as our seven major chakras. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because, and of course, we're going to be using writing exercises to help in the healing process. Okay. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because about 10 years ago, I was just breaking, or had just broken up with a boyfriend that I was with for 3 years, and it ended. There was a lot of emotional pain, and I was so sick and tired of feeling sick and tired all the time. I mean, I had been for about 3 years just constantly feeling scared, constantly crying, constantly worrying, constantly feeling worthless, and not to blame him because it wasn't his fault. This was all, and this is what I kind of knew was missing from my life was I was tired of handing over my power to other people, but I didn't know how to access or how to take back the power that I was handing over to other people. And that's what I was seeking. And in my at this point, around 2010, I was just entering my 30s. So around age 30, after starting to study self-development and healing, not energy healing, but healing like emotionally for about 2 years at that point, I felt that I was kind of on the precipice on some type of spiritual breakthrough. I felt like there I was just within arm's reach of a truth that I just had not been able to see because I had been for years blinded by my fear, anxiety, and feeling disempowered. Well, one day I happened to be listening to a radio program. And a woman on this radio program mentioned energy healing. Okay, this is 2010. And I remember saying to myself, energy healing. Now that sounds very interesting. I want to learn more about energy healing. So I Googled energy healing, and wouldn't you know, there just happened to be a workshop on a free workshop in downtown LA on energy healing, a modality of energy healing called pranic healing. So I went to this workshop and it was hosted by Stephen Cole, who is the author of a book, Your Hands, Healing Hands. I think it's the book. I actually have the book. And he had us do this exercise where whoever we were sitting next to, we would, using our hands, we helped to clear some energy that was causing a particular pain in their body, any pain that you're experiencing in your body. Now, this exercise took less than 10 minutes. And at the end of 10 minutes, I was blown away by how that exercise helped to alleviate the pain I was feeling in my body. I can't even remember exactly where in my body I was feeling this pain. It wasn't like a significant severe pain, but nevertheless, it helped, that exercise helped alleviate whatever pain I was feeling. And the same thing for my partner, which happened to be a man I was sitting next to at the time. And at the end of that workshop, I was completely sold on this thing called energy healing. And I knew that now I was stepping into a truth and a power, or the truth and the power that I was looking for most of my life. Because even as a kid, I knew that even though I believed in a higher power, that there was something else that I was missing. And I don't know if missing is the right word, but there was something else that was, I felt like I just could not access, that was inaccessible, but at the same time was accessible. I was just trying to figure out how to access it. And when I went to that workshop, I knew that this was the beginning of me accessing it. So I Googled more information on energy healing. I found an energy healing school in Los Angeles. It was called Lion Heart. It's no longer here, sadly, but I enrolled in their energy healing program. And I remember the first day of the first class, the instructor said, you're making this one decision, this one choice that you're making to take, to start studying energy healing, to take this class, is going to change the trajectory of your life. It's like a ship at sea. If a ship makes even the slightest change in direction, it puts them on a completely different trajectory. And that's exactly what this course did. But that's exactly what this program did, because learning the power of energy not only has helped me physically and helped me emotionally and helped me spiritually, it has helped me to help others physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It has helped me to see clearly the connection between everything, how everything is connected. The physical ailments in your body, that is energy. The emotions that you're experiencing in your body, that's energy. The people, the places, the events in your life, those are all energy. And when you begin to see that nothing happens in isolation, then you begin to understand how you have the power to make choices to change your life. You have the power to change your life. And that has been the greatest lesson for me, that I'm no longer handing over my power to someone else and saying, okay, I really need you to act this way and to be this person, this type of person, and to do these things for me to be happy. Or handing my power over to a situation. I really need this situation to turn out this way. I need this particular outcome to happen for me to be happy. No, whenever I do that, I'm handing over my power. When I understand the role I play, when I'm able to see the connections and I'm able to understand that any choice that I make can change any part of my life, then I take back the power. I say, no, I'm no longer handing over my power to this other person. I now have the confidence to make a decision for my own. I now have the confidence to understand that this is something that is making me feel sad. This is something that's making me feel fearful. This is something that's making me feel happy. These are the emotions that I want to feel. So I know that if I'm not feeling the happiness, the calm, the joy, that there's something that needs to be healed. And I'm going to take responsibility to start that healing process. I'm not handing the power over to you. That's powerful. Because what happens is, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but once you begin to invest in taking responsibility and feeling and cultivating those emotions that make you feel good, the happiness, the joy, then you begin to just clear up the energy in your body. You begin to heal your body physically. Obviously, you're feeling better emotionally, and then you're able to now expand on that. And now opportunities that you did not see, now you clearly see them, because now you have the energy to see them. Now you have the clarity to see them. And then you start to make things happen in your life. The reason that we're not at particular moments, particular points, we haven't reached our goals that we've been trying to reach for 20, 10, 30, 15, however many odd years, is not because life is unfair and this person has done this and this circumstance is like this. No, the reason that we have not been able to attain what we want is because we are energetically blocked. There is something that is energetically blocking you from achieving what it is that you say you want to achieve, because you're investing your energy in all the things that you actually don't want. You're investing your energy in the procrastination. You're investing your energy in the fear. You're investing your energy in relationships that are not serving you. You're investing your energy doing things that really are not fulfilling or helping you or to help mobilize you. And that's what's keeping you from attaining whatever it is that you need to attain or achieving whatever it is that you need to achieve. So once you realize that, and it all comes down to you and how the energy is flowing in you and how your choices can help to block or unblock that energy, how the physical ailments are connected to the energy, how the emotion is connected to the energy. Now it's up to you. What are you going to do this to start the healing process? So I am really excited for our next episode, because I'm going to start with the root chakra, the base chakra. We're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. And congratulations on beginning to take back your power. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Or you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Motivation to Write. And you can sign up for my newsletter at sayzo.com. Thank you so much. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.